Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Me'ila, Perik Vav, Mishnah Vav, Pruta Shel Hegdish, Shenafla L'toich HaKis. I have a Pruta of Hegdish, and it fell into some type of a wallet, or a pouch, a money pouch. Now I have Hegdish money and regular money mixed up. Here's my problem. Sha'amar, someone said, Pruta B'Kis HaHegdish, a Pruta in this wallet should be Hegdish. He didn't say which Pruta. So now I have a bag of coins, and one is Hegdish. I don't know which one. So in both cases, the din is Kivin Shehoitzius HaRashayin, as soon as he takes out the first Pruta from this case and spends it, Ma'al, he's Ma'al B'Hegdish. Now, is he for sure Ma'al B'Hegdish? No, I don't know which Pruta it is, but he may have been Ma'al B'Hegdish. Therefore, most Shitas understand when our Mishnah says he's moil, when he used one of the prutais, it means suffik me'ila. What do I do for a suffik me'ila? Well, you bring not the regular asham me'ilais, but you would bring an asham talui, which is a carbon that protects you until you find out, or you can possibly figure out what actually happened. But you don't have the regular asham me'ilais paying the karen and the chaimish, because we don't know for sure that he was moil behegdish. Divrei Rabbi Akiva zeh Rabbi Akiva. Chomim and the Chachamim say he doesn't have to bring any carbon ad sheyotzi es kol hakis, until he spends all the money in this kiss. If he spent all the money, we know for sure that he spent Hegdish money, because one of them was a prut of Hegdish. And then he has to bring a regular carbon asham, asham me'ilois. Basically, and we learned this machloikis earlier in Masechtas Krisis, the Chachamim hold, you only bring an asham toloi on a carbon where if I knew for sure I was over that Aveira, I would bring a Chatas. But over here, if I knew for sure I was Ma'al B'Hegdish, you don't bring a Chatas, you bring an Asham Me'ilois. And for an Asham Me'ilois, there is no Asham Talui. However, the Mishnah concludes, Ma'ida Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva would be Ma'ida. But I mean, if someone says, Pruta Mina Kis Zeh Hegdish. Now note the difference. In the first case where there was a Machlaikis, he said, Pruta B'Kis Zeh Hegdish. That means any Pruta is Hegdish, I don't know which one. In this case, he's saying Pruta min hakis zeh hegdish. And we teach those words that before the last Pruta is taken from this purse, it has hegdish. In other words, only the last Pruta that stayed, that's the hegdish. So memela, shu moitzi v'hoylech, he can continue taking Prutas out of this purse. He can buy pickles, he can buy supper, he can buy lunch, he can buy breakfast, ad sheyotzi es kol hakis. Until he empties the whole kiss. When he reaches the last prut over here, he can't spend it. That's the Hegdish. So again, what did we learn over here? We learned a pruta of Hegdish that fell into a kiss. I don't know which one it is. Or he said a pruta in this kiss is Hegdish without identifying it. Rabbi Akiva holds, once he takes out the first one and uses it, he may have been moiled the Hegdish, and therefore he has to bring an Asham Toli. The Chachamim say there's no Asham Toli for Safik Me'ila. But if he uses the entire purse, so we know for sure that one of these prutas that he used was Hegdish, and then he's going to bring a regular carbon asham me'ilois. But Rabbi Akiva would be maida that if he says, before the last pruta is taken from this purse, it shall have Hegdish. In other words, only the last pruta is Hegdish. You can continue using all the prutas until you get to the last one. And if and when he uses the last one, then he's ma'al be'Hegdish. And he has to bring a regular carbon asham me'ilois.